the Three Ring Radio.
ThreeRingRadio.com.
Calling all active agents.
All agents reactive.
Is it called ThreeRingRadio.com?
You're listening to Three Ring Radio.com.
Reactive agents all calling. Reactive agents all calling. Reactive calling agents all. Recalling all active agents. Recalling active agents all. Recalling agents active all.
I must be like the most hated person. I mean, I had the band Usurper. I remember I had him in studio. And someone had, one of the band members said, man, dude, the fucking, everyone hates you. And I go, what? I said something to the lead singer, like, oh, do you mean everyone? He goes, dude, everyone in the metal community hates you. And I said, like, really, literally just hates me. He goes, dude, we mentioned your name and they just have nothing but bad things to say about you. I was like, God damn, what did I do? And what the fuck happened? I really don't think I've done anything that great to be hated, but I feel like I've reached Hitler status at this point or something. Because, well, recently, I guess the thing that brought this all out was, the Extreme Associates people. If you go see their website, they have girls vomiting in bowls and then drinking it. So this is how bad it gets. That those folks they want to work with me, and we're working together. But it seems that this great reputation I seem to have that precedes me has some, for some reason, you know, they won't publicly. It seems like they play both sides of the fence. I don't know. I know Lizzie Borden won't post any of my comments. Like, she'll post a ton of comments on on MySpace. She'll post a ton of comments on the Radio Free Satan thing, but she won't. She'll send us and give us a bunch of comments, and we will post them. But when, you know, I go to do the same thing on her MySpace page, she doesn't post them. Sort of, she doesn't want to be affiliated. And I wondered if it was the Satan stuff, or it's, I guess I assume it's because I'm so fucking hated. Ah, where am I going with this? I guess I start to think like I have this Wizard of Oz. Well, it's like a combination of the Piggy character from Lord of the Flies and the Wizard of Oz character from The Wizard of Oz. I really think like I've combined those characters somehow, and that's really why I have such problems. I know when I went out to L.A., and it's funny, I go, oh, this is fucking another thing that kills me. It's sort of, I think why, I think this affects why people hate me so much is I went out to California, and when Lizzie Borden met me, she goes, dude, I expect you to be all tall and big dude and all scary looking, and, you know, you're Shane? And I hear that a lot. You're Shane? And I'm thinking, geez, and they look at me like, you know, you fat ass, or you know, whatever. I guess I have the look of I don't know. I think it's the fat, yeah. You know, the roundness denotes, I like how the Piggy character was looked at in Lord of the Flies. Piggy's body being fat and his asthma can also be thought of as to be the idea of how the superego and thus rational thinking are ill-suited for this environment being the Lord of the Flies Island. You know, so maybe maybe there's something to be said for that. I don't know where I'm going. I'm thinking about this, constantly thinking about this. And then I look at, I'm checking up on these characters online because I really felt that way. I go, you know, Amy and Lizzie Borden meets me, or people that met me, they expect like this cape-wearing, tall, slender dude with long black hair, I think, because of any kind of satanic tie-ins or any kind of any of my affiliations, I guess. I think that's what they assume they're going to meet. It's like the Wizard of Oz. And it's I really feel like him, though, because, you know, they meet me and then they go, this is the fucking dude. This is the dude who's brought tyranny, you know, tyrannical ruler. And I like that in the Wizard of Oz stuff online. What is it? Uses deceit and trickery to hide his own shortcomings. The wizard is clearly meant to be the villain of the story. The wizard is a con man, a hustler who happened onto a world where he could literally make himself into a king overnight. Pretending to have vast powers and all-encompassing knowledge, he rules over the Emerald City while secretly requiring people with true magic, talent, and such to cast spells for him. I like that. That probably sums me up pretty good, huh? Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. I don't know. I have some shipping issues, but not that many. I mean, I think my reputation's grown to such a gigantic proportions. I don't understand it, but I know, like, when we went out to LA, we had this fine working relationship. Well, the LA show, I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. I'm emotional about this. But when we went to do the LA show, the Radio Free Satan 666 show, it was really hard for me to book that show. And one of the reasons it was so hard was because of my reputation. Like, I had club owners that were going to book the hall, and then someone would call them and say, that guy's a total asshole, or that guy's a Nazi, or, you know, all this kind of stuff. Like, I had one club tell me that someone told them that they'd be bombed, or they'd get bomb threats all if they booked our show. So it was weird. Maybe it's my association with certain people. Maybe, I don't know, man. It was maybe I'm just naive, or not naive, but I am naive, I guess, to the situation. But maybe I'm also numb to the stuff I work with. Maybe it really spooks people that good. I know it spooked the Extreme Associates people. Just the Satan word seemed to spook them, which is, to me, I guess, childish. That, you know, that kind of stuff would spook anyone, especially people like that that make women vomit and drink it. No, they don't make them, but they pay them to and film it. And that's what they do for a living. You know, it's funny they'd be spooked by the word Satan. Don't you think? Yes, I wonder if I guess I really see myself as that Wizard of Oz character. I really wonder why all the hate for me, though. But then when I think about it, I think it's just animosity. I think it comes down to the whole Wizard of Oz thing. They look at me and they see this short, fat dude when they finally meet me. And then they think about, wow, I was really looking forward to meeting this godlike person that's done all this great stuff and worked with all these great people. And then they meet me and I'm just like their fucking Uncle Joe or some shit. Nice belch. Oops. But, you know, it seems like because it's me doing stuff, a lot of folks always seem like I guess just me. I guess because I'm such a lowbrow character, it seems they always seem to think it's easier than what it is. So I also have that problem, or I don't. It's not a problem, but a lot of people will meet me and then try to do stuff that I've done. Zines, books, events, what have you. And those folks will always they always fail. Most of them fail miserably because they don't realize how hard this work is and how hard I work to do what I do. I mean, this is something that takes a lot of perseverance, and I've done this for so long. I'm a very tenacious, sort of like a pit bull kind of guy. I guess that's how I am, though. That's what I'm used for. Peter Gilmore once said, "I use sledgehammer magic." And I know I'm working on a project with Doug Mesner, another DJ here, on the Process Church. And we've been working on this, a book and a documentary for a couple of years now. And I noticed with that, that I got a couple comments. I got a comment from Timothy Wiley, one of the founders of the Process Church. And he thought it was funny how me and Doug had interviewed him and came after people. And he said, you guys are the perfect team. Doug hits me high and you hit me low, Shane. You know, and he liked the way that I went after and attacked people when I smelled bullshit. And I told him I could always tell when they're bullshitting me because they eventually crack and start screaming or yelling and getting angry and upset with me or hanging up the phone. And that's sort of how I know I'm right in an argument, is when someone just can't keep their cool. Where am I going with this? I'm just trying to figure out why all the people fucking hate me. Because, I mean, it's strong. And it's becoming a burden on me. It really is. It was fun when I was younger, but I'm too old for this shit, man. And my reputation seems to precede me to the point where it's hard for me to make a living anymore. And it's a real shame, because the shit that I'm kicking and the stuff that I work with, like Radio Free Satan, that's a fucking quality station. It shouldn't be punished because of me. I mean, and then I think, who's being punished? The idiot that would not listen to a Radio Free Satan because I'm on the station. Well, that person, I guess I'm glad they're gone. I am glad they're gone. I'm not maybe. Believe me, I am. But what kind of fool is that? This stuff is good stuff. This is stuff you can't find anywhere. The books I've published, stuff I've done, people won't buy it because it comes out from me. What is that? What is that? This is great artwork. This is great historic cultural artifacts. And people don't want to check this stuff out because of me, because of a name. That's just nuts. I got a bunch of quotes. Oh, a bunch of quotes. I like to check these out. That's when I run. You put the word hate and you read all these people's famous or not, philosophers or not, these great quotes and not so great quotes. I really like them when I look at a subject like love or hate. It is better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for what you are not. Huh. I don't know. And that's Andre, Gide. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. We hate some persons because we do not know them, and we will not know them because we hate them. Charles Colton. Okay, and there's another one. If you hate a person, you hate something in him that is part of yourself, which isn't part of ourselves, doesn't disturb us. This I agree with. I noticed that a lot of times, I was just telling Amy that the other day, between us being married and stuff. I was thinking, oh man, I tell you, some of the things that really want me to make me want to fucking freak out on you. I noticed that, you know, when you're together so long, you start picking up little nuances from each other. And I think Amy picked up something from me, and she'd be doing it back like the way I argue or debate stuff, and she'd start doing it. I'm like, man, it's fucking really irritating me. That fucking bitch is really irritating me, thinking this in my head. And then I think about it enough where I'm like, fuck, that's what I do. Amy picked that up from me. So it's funny, the most irritating things about Amy are the things that maybe she has picked up from me. So that's a strange, but that I think that's true to a point. Hate no one, hate their vices, not themselves. Huh. Always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself. Richard Nixon. What the fuck does that mean? Bad. Ooh, Richard Nixon. I think that hate is a thing, a feeling, that can only exist where there is no understanding. It's Tennessee Williams. I think that's a, you know, I think that might be part of why I'm hated, because I'm so misunderstood. And that is true. I also think it's part of the, what I said before. I make things look easy. People look at me and go, oh, fuck this guy. I could do everything he's doing and more. He's fat. He's a loser. Whatever. But they can't. And I dominate. I am free of all prejudices. I hate everyone equally. Of course, the great W.C. Fields. What quote from W.C. Fields isn't great? What we need is hatred. From it, our ideas are born. Jean Genet. I like that. I like that a lot. And exactly, I've gotten a lot of inspiration from... And that's the greatest thing about people hating me. Now, this is the good point, is I get so much inspiration from it. And it really helps me continue to be a driven person at the stuff I'm doing here or the stuff I do anywhere. It really keeps me very motivated to continue, you know, and to continue to strive to be a better person. Is that so many people hate me, I just, well, if I quit, they win. So they should really, if they want to be done with me, they should start loving me. Because then I'll just get fatter and eat more and be happy, you know. That's what happened being married. You know, I've gained 50 fucking pounds since I've been in Ely. I'm getting rounder and rounder because I'm happy and hanging out, you know. Yeah. Ooh, this, I like this. Lord Byron, Don Juan. Okay, here we go. Now hatred is by far the longest pleasure. Men love in haste, but they detest at leisure. I like that. I think. Let's see the quotes here. It is a sign of your own worth sometimes if you are hated by the right people. Who are the right people, though? Come on, Miles Franklin. Give me who are the right people. I remember there was some quote somewhere where you said you could count your success on how many enemies you had. You know, you're more, the more enemies you have, the more successful you are. And that could be true. Yeah, that might be true. Hatreds are the cinders of affection. Sir Walter Raleigh. Few people can be happy unless they hate some other person, nation, or creed. I would agree with that, I think. Let me see. He that fears you. He who fears you present will hate you absent. Thomas Fuller. Ooh, I like that. He that fears you present will hate you absent. That's sort of funny because that's how I went to L.A. Like I said, the whole Lizzie Borden people, the Extreme Associates people, they actually said, and you know, Matt Zane had told me that they were sort of afraid to meet me. And it's funny, then you leave and they hate you. You know, I got a mouthful of fucking hate. Whatever. Hate is the consequence of fear. We fear something before we hate it. A child who fears noises becomes a man who fears noises. Cyril Connolly. I like that a lot. That's probably what it is, isn't it? I'm misunderstood, and there's, I'm sort of a spooky dude. I know, you know. I've made some babies cry just smiling at them, so. I like that. I never hated a man enough to give him his diamonds back. Real funny. Zsa Zsa Gabor quotes I'm reading. Let me see. Hate is always a clash between our spirit and someone else's body. Wow, hate is always a clash between our spirit and someone else's body. Huh. Interesting. We love without reason, and without reason, we hate. like the greatest virtue and the worst dogs, the fiercest hatred is silent. Oh, man, ain't that... Hatred is the coward's revenge for being intimidated. Oh, wow, hatred is the coward's revenge for being intimidated. You hear that, haters? Hate, 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 hate. Hatred is the coward's revenge for being intimidated. I like that. Yeah, that's great. That's what it is. Exactly, motherfucking bitches. You'd be intimidated by me. And then you meet me and you feel fucking goofy about it because you've been intimidated by me, you know? And then you meet me and then you go, what the fuck am I intimidated by this guy? So it's just it's over after that. I don't think my actions have ever justified as much hate as I've gotten. I mean, I'm a slow shipper, and sure, I've messed up some mail order stuff, but I don't really think that stuff compares to the hatred that I get and the boycott that happens when my name is tossed around. Originally, you know, we were going to keep Shane Bugbee off of Radio Free Satan as an owner. It just so happened that we could not do that. So, you know, it was announced, and why lie? You know, why lie about it? Who gives a shit? It's Radio Free Satan, after all. But it has affected, I think, like Evil Threads, this company Evil Threads. They do T-shirts, and they jumped on sponsoring the Radio Free Satan 666 show because they sponsor Matt Zane and Society One. And the girl was all into the show. The girl who runs it even showed up to the 666 barbecue. But you could see that they were you know, when they showed up, they were standoffish. They didn't come over the table where I was sitting. And I remember looking up and thinking, oh, I should go over and say something to them. So I get up and I go over to them, even though, let's face it, I'm in town. You're there for my show. You're coming to a barbecue in my honor, porno barbecue Matt Zane threw. Photos up at evilnow.com, by the way. I'm very proud of that barbecue. He's throwing for me. You come to a party in my honor, and they won't come up and say hi to me. So I have to get up off my fat ass and go say hi to them because they're somehow fucking royalty or whatever. Well, whatever. And you know, the whole time, I fucking give this coos from Evil fucking Threads a deal on attaching her, you know, okay, T-shirts. I mean, they're no Bounty Hunter. I mean, they're no, you know, as far as T-shirts go to BountyHunterInc.com. You want to get yourself something that's, like, done by an artist, not a corporate mind hiring artist, because that's really what the Evil Threads thing's all about. The BountyHuntersInc.com. Now, those folks are fucking, they're kicking some serious shit over there. Anyway. You know, I give this girl a deal attaching her name to my show, to posters for the Radio Free Satan show. And I offer her a show on Radio Free Satan. I'm all stoked about it. I said, we would love to work with you. You know, we would love the Evil Threads to be a part of Radio Free Satan. You know, because I'm trying to get some advertising going on Radio Free Satan. So I'm looking, but I want to look for the best advertisers. I just don't want to take any ad. And so I thought Evil Threads would be cool. You know, the Evil Threads. Get it? Evil Threads, Radio Free Satan. Sort of goes together. It's cool. T-shirts aren't that bad. You know, they're not my thing. Yeah. And I'd prefer that anyone listening to me does not go and buy Evil Thread stuff because of the fact that I gave her a deal. I charged her $50 to be on the poster. The deal was, you give me $50 and I'll throw you your website on the poster and on the flyers and the newspapers. Or send me stuff to give away at the show. So the deal was Evil Thread was supposed to give us T-shirts to give away at the show. And she was also supposed to, and promised, and gave me her word that she would give T-shirts to the DJs and bring T-shirts to give away at the event. She did not. I don't know the girl, and I've never done anything to her. If by chance that we had a mail order issue and she ordered a T-shirt from me 3 years ago and didn't get it, or one of her friends, or one of the penises in her life told her, "Fuck that fat ass. He ripped me off." You know why I hate cunts like that? Because they don't come to your face and try to work it out. Me, I don't get ripped off. Well, I do, but at least I could say, you know, I called the guy, I tried to work it out. You know, that's what you do in business. You don't act like a fucking cunt. You go to the person and you fucking tell him, "Hey, man, you're ripping me off. You got to pay me what you owe me. We got to work this out." You know, you got to be a fucking human being. Anyway, Evil Threads, they don't bring the clothes. They don't bring the T-shirts. They come to this barbecue, and I get up and say hi to them and have a couple words between us. And I go sit back down because she said she didn't like people or whatever. I was like, okay, I'm all stoned. And I get home, and I start thinking about things. I say, hey, that girl never sent me the T-shirts. I send her a couple emails saying, hey, yo, you know, here's my address. Send me some T-shirts. She could send me fucking two T-shirts. She could have brought to that venue three T-shirts and kept her word. Yes, I may have thought she was cheap, and I probably would not have wanted to deal with her after that. But at least I wouldn't be able to call her a person that is not of their word. And as evil as you want to be, you know, being so petty. You know, I'm not all, you don't have to follow your word, fuck your word. But being so petty with me, someone we've never dealt before. What is that? What is that about? What set me off to tell you about this? Oh, what was it? We love without reason, we hate without reason. Hate is always a clash between our spirit and someone else's body. The hatred of those who are near to us is most violent. Hateness is the madness of the heart. Oh, fuck you. Hate is good for you. Hate, which could destroy so much, never failed to destroy the man who hated. And this was an immutable law. Immutable? Yeah. Hatred, which could destroy so much, never failed to destroy the man who hated. And this was an immutable law. I like that, exactly. Hatred is self-punishment. Bullshit. I think what set me off... Hatred is the coward's revenge for being intimidated. That's right. So that goes out to most of the haters I know that I've never done business with, like in Evil Threads. You're a hater because you're intimidated. Or you're a hater, whatever. You don't like fat folks, whatever. Whatever, but you know why you hate. I think it's because you're intimidated and you don't have as much going on as me. And you're ashamed of yourself because you look at yourself and, like, I'm better than this guy. He's an uneducated dolt. Look at him. Round fella. I'm better than him because of whatever reason. You're richer, you're smarter, you graduated high school. Yeah, you're so much better than me. You're just so much better than me. Wow. Fuck all y'all. I'm going to play, coming up here, I'm going to play a little something from a podcast that me and my wife do. It's on crimeandcookies.com. And this will be posted up there. You can grab this up there as well. But I'm going to replay it, seeing as I got to get out of here. I've got a lot of work to do. It's soda season, and I do soda pop where I live. I make it and stuff. Anyway, email me for more information on that soda. I'm going to replay this, and this is a conversation me and Amy had about people who hate me and stuff. And it's been bothering me. You know, it does bother me because I can't, as I said earlier, it's starting to affect me. I'm too old for this shit. You know, I just want to work with people that I like, and I'd like to just find people that have a logical mind, like, you know, well... You know, yes, all my friends hate him, but he hasn't done me any wrong. So, you know, you just gotta, you know, I guess when it comes down to it, accept, anytime I've been ripped off or anything like that, I sort of take it as a lesson as to how not to do things anymore. You know, don't order from that person, expect slow delays from shipping if you order from him. You know, and I think people who hate me based on our business dealings aren't really business people. Or bands who say I'm a ripoff or a scene raper whatever they say, they're not really business people. They're very immature. They're like children. Because you know, they're just like, oh, that guy wronged me, I hate him. They don't ever try to work it out. And I'm not saying I don't have any problems with anyone who's dealt with me like that. We try to work out deals. I don't have too many problems with those folks. I don't know. Maybe I'm hated because I've done so much too. It's just the nature of the beast. I've done so much in so many circles. But sometimes it's so fucking exhausting when it stands in the way of getting paid. And at this point, it has a couple times. At least it slows it down. I can't wait to see what my future holds. I wonder, you know, I was thinking about this all last night. I've heard for the last 5 years, man, dude, you're ready. You're about to take off. This is what I hear. It's going to be great. You become something. Remember me when you make $1 million, or remember me when you become famous. You're really going somewhere, kid. I hear that a lot, and I wonder, like, if I make it to 50 years old, if I'm not shot through hatred. But if I make it to 50 years old, I'm like homeless, fucking eating dog food out of a can. You can think back, you know, what happens to the guys where people patted them on the back a lot and said, you've got a lot of potential, or you're really going somewhere, kid. You know, what happens to those people? You know, well, I guess time will tell with me, right? What happens with me? I've done so many historic things. I really think that people will appreciate what I've done after my death. And that's right, you fuckers. You will appreciate me after I'm dead. You'll say, wow, Shane really did a lot. Without that guy, we miss these shows, this stuff. You'll miss it. Or you'll have someone doing a weakened version of what I'm doing. Maybe the people from Evil Threads could put on a show that's lame and weak. You know, whatever. Not as historic, not as hyped. You know, let's face it, my shows never fucking die. It's not just the, you know, okay? They're fucking part of history in the counterculture. Think about it. Expo the Extreme, one of the greatest shows. Meh, maybe it's just all in my head. Maybe it's my ego. I don't know. Regardless, I really, I'm feeling the hate, haters. And I'm loving it. That's right, I'm loving it. All right, well, how do you like that? A whole show of Three Ring Radio. I'm just rambling about me being hated. But if you don't hate me, you know, go to evilnow.com and check out my new book, True Crimes, Warped Mind, Book Number 1. I guess Matt Zame was right when he said it's very gay to do your own commercials, but I'm going to give you you should go check that out at evilnow.com. And the new Might Is Right is out with a Peter Gilmore afterward. And it's the first, it's like a Church of Satan edition, because it has a Church of Satan member doing the artwork on the cover. Nick Scrod, I think his name is, or Scrade. And he works out of Custom Tattoo, or Deluxe Tattoo in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then we've got Anton LaVey's forward and Peter Gilmore's afterward. And that's Might Is Right, the new 2006. And that's available at evilnow.com. Also, True Crimes, Warped Mind, boy, I can't even, see, this is why people, you're not going to buy the book. I can't even pronounce the fucking title. True Crimes, Warped Mind, True Crime, Warped Minds, Book Number 1 is also available at evilnow.com, as well as my wife's new book, Hellraiser Homemaker. So, you should, you know, hey, show some love, show some hate. Buy the book and burn it. Show you really hate me. Buy the book and say, I bought the book, and give it a bad review and really try to shut me down. But you know, that's fucking ultimately what's the worst about these haters is they don't work with me. They've never handed me money. We don't do any business together. I'd at least like to get a check from you. Buy a book from me and tell people how it sucks, okay? But let's spend some money, people. Evilnow.com. Go there and check it out. Pick up the new book. Come on, give me a break. Or go to RadioFreeSatan.com and subscribe to the archive cert. We're about to update the archives with hundreds of hours of audio. And there's already probably thousands of hours of audio in our audio archive. And you just pay $25 to get in there. Very cheap, very cheap. Also, make sure to, if you want a free Radio Free Satan CD, email me and I will send you one absolutely free. I have limited quantities, but please email me and I will personally send you one. I'm paying for the shipping on this out of my own pocket, and I promise I'll ship it to you. No, I will. You'll really get it. I want you to have this CD. It's very good. It's very good. Even though the song that I put on there is embarrassing that I put it on the third track. It was supposed to be the last track, and I knew this. And once Amy wrote it down as the last track, I'm like, hey, fuck her. I'm putting it as the third track. What does she think? I'm the last? I'm the last guy in line? And so because of that, I put it up as three. And it should have been the last track because it's sort of lame. But it was just a statement to say, you know, from 80s metalheads, you know, John Lennon's dead. You know, on to the new generation of haters. And I'm all about hate and hating people. But have some meat in that hate. The hate for me, I feel, is a lot of potato. It's a lot of filler. There's no meat to it. There's no real good reason to hate me. Really, there's not. It's ridiculous. It was funny. I remember meeting Professor Sinister doing the, we read this Rob Zombie movie, House of a Thousand Corpses, for a Halloween read on Radio Free Satan like 2-3 years ago. And I remember meeting this guy for the first time, and as I'm leading, I'm like, see you later, man. Shook his hand, leaving. He goes, I don't understand why everyone hates you. And I'm like, everyone hates me? I was, yeah, everyone. I don't understand it. I get that a lot, too. So to all the haters, hey, fuck you, bitches. Because most of the people who say that are people that are on top. They run businesses. They own businesses. They run the show. Or they're very smart, educated folks that can deal with people. And you know what? They don't blame anyone for people ripping them off. They go, ouch. I borrowed Shane $5. He ain't giving it back to me. I've learned a lesson. I will never borrow him $5 again. But they don't go through this long bullshit about hating someone. That's just fucking weird. I don't know. Believe me, I hate, but for good reasons. Like Lestat at the Church of Satan, COSEmporium.com. This guy, he sells capes, cloaks, and daggers. He's a Dungeons and Dragons, bald prick, asshole, fuckface, Lestat at COS Emporium. Fuck you, cunt. And, as of right now, these are some people I hate that you guys, the folks listening, might know who they are. Brian Moore from Arkham Studios, another cunt that really should have his teeth removed with the help of some knuckles. Real cunts, and I hate them, but I hate them with some meat. I mean, I've got a lot of good reasons, and it's a personal thing between me and them. You know what I mean? It's not like a... Oh, my good buddy Matt Paradise told me I should hate Lestat. Matt Paradise, you know, has told me that. No, I'm joking. Shouldn't bring Matt's name into this shit, but, whatever. Anyway, enjoy this beautiful I Hate God song. And after that, you'll hear a crimeandcookies.com podcast from me and my lovely wife, Amy, or should I say Amy and I. Amy and myself are on this podcast. And you can also go check out her. There's three podcasts on crimeandcookies.com. There's the crime portion, which is me. There's the crime and cookies portion, which is me and Amy. And then there's the cookie portion, which is Amy. So tune in. Check it out. Download at will. Get inside our personal lives and find something to hate and hate us, or hate me at least. And no, Amy's hard to hate. Anyway, remember evilnow.com. Check it out. Check out all the new stuff, please. Oh, and go to jimpin.com, jimpin.com. If you need pins made or buying pins, we're ready for you. So enjoy, and thank you for tuning in to Three Ring Radio and Radio Free Satan. This is Shane signing off. Enjoy I Hate God and listen to the podcast. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Are we good to go?
Yes.
Excellent.
Hello? Hello. Okay, turn that down.
All right, so we were pondering the question of why so many people hate you, and we decided we should capture it on, I guess it's not tape, but capture it. All right. So a lot of people seem to hate Shane, and I think it's for a couple different reasons, because you do, Shane, you do tend to talk down to people periodically, but typically those are people you already know fairly well. You know?
Well, I'd have to say, I'd have to know someone for them to get stupid on me. You know, why else would I be talking down to them if they weren't acting stupid?
I don't know. Like I said, you talk down to me a lot, and right, just for silly, ridiculous things and whatever.
Well, I'm probably right.
Whatever, but you know, a lot of it I let roll off my back, but occasionally,
and I don't talk down to people, that's all I was saying.
I was saying occasionally I find it very upsetting, but I try just to ignore it because it's just how you talk to people a lot of times, you know. But people, you know,
capturing these things on the podcast is, it's so gay to do it with microphones. I really like this recorder just picking up conversations as it lay. I'd almost like to do it without the microphones.
Oh,
you can,
I don't
have a conversation a lot easier without microphones in your face.
It's quiet enough up here where we probably could do that.
Well, we'll just do them like they're doing them now, but I'm just saying for the future, maybe I'll try more often without the mics.
That's fine with me.
Semi-stifling.
I find them limiting, yeah.
Or maybe smoking weed is, I don't know.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of people hate you right when they meet you, though. You know, like you just rub them the wrong way instantly.
Well, isn't that with anyone, though? They don't like people right away? I mean, I don't like people right away, too. I mean, it's not like it's a one-way street. Like, I'm sitting here looking to suckle a nipple all the time. I don't like a lot of people plenty, and I turn my back on them as quick as I can. So, I mean, that goes two ways. I mean, let's not make it like it's all hate to me. I give plenty back. Maybe that's why I'm hated so much. Plain and simple. You know? I put out some pretty hate-filled books, and I've done some pretty hate-filled things. People tell me at the time I'm doing them, it doesn't feel like that. But even with the first expo, doing it now, even thinking about, like, who I cater to or the people that show up at our events or my events and stuff I do, and I've always done. And they've always been, like, Dennis Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that was caught on the tape before. You were bringing up some equation about Dennis Dull, working stiffs, working class people.
Oh, yeah.
Like I get along with plumbers plenty fine, whatever, and educated, whatever. But the thing is, the people I cater to, when you look at the first expo, the Extreme, I remember the one guy who booked the show, the young guy. Do you remember him?
Who?
Do you remember there was a young guy and the old guy? That booked the expo, the first one. There was a young guy with black hair that booked.
Oh, right, right, right. The venue, yeah.
Yeah, the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the show was all said and done, I came there to pick up some stuff that was left there, some magazines and stuff like that. And he really felt the need to talk to me. He was like a school counselor and everything. And he really, he said, you know, I really have been thinking about that event, and I really wanted to talk to you and ask you some questions. You got time? And I said, you just want to talk to me? You know, and it was odd for me to ask to have my time to talk to me and ask me questions. That was not a reporter, had no interest, just wanted to get some understanding of what went on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very thrilling for me because it was one of the first times, or at least I don't know if it was the first time. I always say this is the first time it's happened. But I don't know if it's actually the first time. It's definitely an odd time. It's only happened very few times in my life where anyone from, let's say, the opposing side has ever cared to try to understand our side of things, maybe, or my side, or, you know what I mean, before they start making accusations. So this guy asked me about, you know, like the kids there and how it was painful for him to see all these people that were obviously in some severe pain, he said. So these people are cutting themselves and hurting themselves. These kids look like they're in pain. You're catering to that. You know, how do you know, he thinks it's escalating that pain. You know, and I told him, to me, it was never like that. That was, to me, you know, that's like saying I'm some kind of crazed person that's trying to hurt all these people that are, I feel are like me or my brethren. You know, metalheads.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, this stuff's only brought me comfort amongst all the pain that I've had in my life. So, I mean, I'm only trying to bring my brethren comfort and fun times and, you know, live like a heathen more than anything rather than bring them pain. I said, it's the exact opposite, at least my motivation. But trying to understand what he was saying, you know, I was looking at what he said, looking at thinking about what he said, and I can't relate to it, but I told him maybe there are some kids like that, but maybe there are some kids like me that were motivated by it. Or.
And I'm sure for some people it was cathartic, you know,
yeah,
to
something.
Be there.
Everyone gets their own, that's what I told him, everyone has their own take on things. I mean, I don't think in the mass population type of thing that's the case. I said if we're talking percentages, I think what he's saying is a small percentage of the crowd. I think a percentage of the crowd is small from what I'm saying. I think most of them are indifferent, and they're just going there to be entertained, as just, you know, eat popcorn, be entertained, eat it in, and laugh about it later. And they don't take it seriously, and maybe they don't laugh at it. Who knows what they're doing? But most of them are entertainment people.
Right.
If people are influenced by one artist, you know.
Well, it's not like people were coming in there perfectly fine, upstanding citizens, and leaving with some kind of.
Well, it's not like we had one thing either going on.
Mark on them or something. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just a metal show. It was porno, metal, punk rock, you know, bong makers.
Right, performance art, bondage.
Insane poetry stuff. So it was really hard for him to get a handle on. It wasn't just one specific thing. So he was overloaded, I think.
Yeah, I see.
I think people are overloaded at those things. Anyway. I don't know how I got you off the subject of people hating me, but, you know.
Well, what you start...
Fact of the matter is, what I keep going back to is I get... What are you upset about?
I'm not upset.
Oh. The people that like me are people like that own the business, you know, they're the owners of the business. The only people I'm able to deal with are, you know, who do we have over for dinner? People who own the fucking business, people who run the company, people who put the CDs out, the bands. You know, who do we have over after the Expo 2? High on Fire for pizza. Mm-hmm. That's who we talked with, commiserated with. You know, that's who I got. Who do we have over that day in the Expo? Mortis. You know, we had him over hanging out at the house. So, or just like in Chicago, he's hanging out with Pierre and Laura. They own that Medusa Circle.
Right, and even here in Ely, the people you get along with are business owners.
Owners of businesses. Yeah, well, that's because I can't talk to my friends that were worker bees a lot anymore just at home because we can't relate. It's like they're talking about, yeah, I fucking got my buddy to punch in 4 hours early for me. I ripped them off fucking 4 hours, and I took the stapler home. Fuck them. And I'm like, dude, the stapler's killing me, dude. You know, I'm thinking about people who work for me stealing the stapler, and I want to bash my friend's fucking head in now. So we've changed sides, you know. Now I'm thinking, dude, ripping off the company for 4 fucking hours isn't cool. Because they're going to go out of business and you won't have a fucking job. But no one ever.
Right. Well, like you were saying that it's we were surmising a lot of people you do get along with are business owners. But then I brought up our good friend Dennis Dull from Hammond. And he's a guy who just works a regular job. But you and him get along great. But then I thought if he were to bring coworkers or something over to meet you, you might not get along with them.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, I've told his friends they're going to fucking punch in the face.
So I was thinking, right? Yeah, it's less about the person's position in life even and more about just their attitude. Because I think if people are happy
for sure
with who they are and stuff and they're not like, I don't know, weird or they're okay with you, but it seems like a lot of people who hate you are people who are very uptight or people with agendas.
They got animosity because there's some sort of cow or you know, and it's not always this, but some people have good reason to not like me. And I think some of it's fat hate, the fat haters out there. But the fact is I work harder than all of them.
In L.A., there you could feel a lot of fat hate.
Yeah, there was fat hate going on in L.A. Fuck them motherfuckers. I work harder than all those posers. Fucking town of impossible standards. Anyway, what was I saying? But a lot of people are have good reason. Some of it's fat hate. But majority of it, I think they can smell that I don't care. When I come into a situation, I don't care. I don't care if they're millionaires. I don't care what's going on. I don't care. I really don't. You know, I have to really be into the person. Or, you know, I just don't care. It does not matter to me.
I think that people have animosity for you because of that, but it's not the people you would think. The people who don't like the fact you don't care are the people who care so much. Like, we can go to a cocktail party, okay? Not like we go to a lot of cocktail parties, but we have. And there's people who are just like, you know, interested to talk to people. And then there's the people who are, here's my card, what do you do, or whatever. We've had that conversation before about the people who dismiss people because maybe they're not accomplished
enough.
They ask,
what do you do? Or they always got to say, hi, I'm Joe. I run the bagel stand. Or they always got to tell you what to do. Yeah. I run A&R Records,
you know. I painted that painting in the hallway.
My cousin and three of his friends are signed at my label. Yeah, and that was someone.
Yeah, so
special.
It seems
everyone's
like those
so
people a lot of times have
it's
animosity
people, yeah,
for you.
They forget.
And not because they're dealing with you, because they're meeting you, because you are someone they a lot of people would want to meet. You know, you have accomplishments.
Oh, get out of here.
But because you don't care.
No, you
and
know
they're like,
and
how can
even,
he not care?
It's not even that I don't care. It's that I understand it doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
They think they're somehow special because they got A&R Records going on, or they're because they're the Lord. Or the king. How many people I work with titles? I work with the king. I work with the Lord. I work with motherfucking all these titles. But they all, everyone, and these guys, but most people I work with get the joke. They understand there's nothing matters. That's why I work with them. But most of the people don't get that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they are. But very rarely will you ever brush even against someone that is going to be around for 100 years, like their name, their
right.
memory. Beyond their fucking stupid lineage, you know, so it doesn't fucking matter.
It all
and
evens
I think
out in the wash.
Those are the people who don't, they're just not evolved enough to understand it doesn't matter and whatever, fuck them. So it's not that I don't care, it's just that it doesn't matter if I care.
Yeah, and then we were talking about my dad having some friends up and they went and hung out with some friends of my dad's that live out here. And those people don't like, I guess they don't, well, they don't like us, but they, I think they probably use you as the excuse not to like us.
Yeah, I'm a good excuse. That's great.
So they're like, that's Shane. He's an asshole. We don't want him on our boat. But really, they don't, if it was
Amy,
they would have to come
to
up with another excuse because, yeah, they don't know you. They've never even had a conversation with you to know.
Well, we've had a brief conversation, like hello, goodbye, something like that. I mean, I don't know. Well, I guess, you know, they can be as judgmental as they want. I don't mind that, really. I don't know if I necessarily mind that stuff. You know, I don't mind that people hate me. I just think it's a funny thing.
It's
that
one
there's
thing
so much. I notice it so much sometimes. You know, sometimes it's fucking strong. I'm like, damn, man, it's strong.
And then there's people who don't even know you that hate you. Like, they hate you right when they meet you.
Well,
like,
no, they
before
me
they
because
meet you.
They hate me because someone that they feel is sexy hates me. They go, man, that dude's sexy, and that dude doesn't like Shane, so I don't like Shane. That's what they're all about. They want to be like that person. They either want to be in that person's pants or be like him or both. Fuck them.
You're listening to Three Ring Radio.
ThreeRingRadio.com.
You're listening to
Three
Ring
Radio.
You are the only reason you
Three Ring Radio.
You're the one.
And you're listening to Three Ring Radio, motherfucker.
Pride in the reason. You're listening to
Three Ring Radio.
You're listening to Three Ring
Radio.com.
You, you're the one that we've been looking for. You're the one. We got it.
And you're listening to Three Ring Radio, motherfuckers. ThreeRingRadio.com.